Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasa Daf Mem Beis. We are holding on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis, five lines from the end of the page at the two dots, Shlosha Lekuchos. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Goldeva Simcha Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, as well as by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of his father, the Honorable Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov Ben Moshe, Alav Shalom, the Nisham Shav Leah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to talk about a chazakah that's developed by three consecutive lekuchos, that Shimon buys it from Reuven, and then Levi buys it from Shimon, and then Yehuda buys it from Levi, and each one is only in the land for 1 year, and then Reuven shows up and says, that's my land, so do Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda collectively have a chazakah? The Gemara is that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion as to whether there is a kol when you do a mechira without a shtar, with just Edim, and we're going to specifically try to figure out what Rav's shita is, whether there's a kol when a mechira is done without a shtar, with only Edim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether you can have a father-son combination for a chazakah, either for a chazakah to develop a chazakah, or against them, to make a chazakah against them, that the original owner was the father for 2 years, and then the son yarshined it, and it was the son for 1 year. So on either side of the equation of chazakah. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss a variety of cases where the Bailim wouldn't be makbid about someone being in his property for an extended period of time, and therefore you can't have a chazakah, because you can't expect the Bailim to make a macha. You're the caretaker of the property, so obviously you're supposed to be there all the time. So you can't just show up one day to work after you've been working there for 10 years and say, as the caretaker, and say, I have a chazakah, and this is my property, and I don't need a shtar. No, you don't have a chazakah. I was never going to make a macha, because you were my employee that was working in this property. So we're going to have a variety of cases where there's an expectation that the Bailim would not be makbid, and therefore there is no chazakah. Then the Gemara is going to have the whole Amud Beis, pretty much, is a discussion as to whether Shutfim can have a chazakah. There's going to be Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and further discussion whether one Shutf can have a chazakah against another Shutf, or do we just assume that if one guy takes the property for 3 years, that this is the way he's using it, this is the way they decided to do the division, that this guy will get it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and then the next guy will get it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, but that there is no chazakah. So let's begin five lines from the end of the page on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So Shlosha Lekuchos, you have a field that belonged to Reuven originally. Shimon then had a chazakah for 1 year, and he claimed that he had purchased it from Reuven, and then Shimon sold it to Levi with a shtar, and Levi had it for 1 year. Then Levi sold it to Yehuda with a shtar, and Yehuda had it for 1 year. So between the three of them, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, they lived in the field for 3 years, and now Reuven comes to Yehuda, and he has a taina that this field belongs to me. I never sold it to Shimon to begin with, and Yehuda says, what do you mean? Between Shimon, Levi, and me, we have it together for 3 years. So it's a chazakah, and we're believed to say that Shimon purchased the field from you, even though we don't have that original shtar mechira. And Reuven responds and says, I didn't make a macha'a because I saw that you weren't machzik in the machziki inchi, that you kept on flipping it from one person to the next, because I assumed you were afraid to live in the field for 3 years, and that's why you kept on changing hands. I didn't know that there was a mechira going on from one party to the other. I just thought the three of you were in cahoots together, and each of you were just kept on passing it around like a hot potato, because none of you wanted to make a proper chazakah. So the halacha is mitstarfim. They are mitstarif to generate a chazakah, and Reuven cannot come and have any sort of claim on that field that he had never sold it. Amarav v'kulam b'shtar. The fact that they're mitztarif all three together is only if each one sold it to the next with a shtar. Because when you write a shtar, then there's a call that the field was sold, and Reuven can't say, oh, I just thought none of you wanted to be machzik. Reuven should have heard about that. He should have heard about the fact that the field was being sold and that this was a normal way to do a chazakah, and therefore Reuven should have made a macha'a. So, and they, when we say Sefer Kulim Bishtar means, and they have their shtaros, right? We know that there's a shtar. We have a shtar that says that Shimon sold it to Levi and Levi sold it to Yehuda. The only shtar we don't have is one that says that Reuven sold it to Shimon, right? If we had that shtar, then there would be nothing to discuss. Then Chazak is irrelevant. We'd be able to prove that Reuven is no longer the owner of the field. But we have the shtaros. And the other, the further shtaros, so that takes away Reuven's ability to make a taina on the field. So Rav clearly is making this statement that there's a difference whether the sale happened with only Edim or with a shtar, that a mechira b'shtar has a kol, and that's something Reuven should have heard about, and therefore he should have made a mecha. So the member, the Sof Rav, shtar is lekola ve'edim laslu kola. Does Rav mean to tell me that a mechira b'shtar is going to generate a kol, and that's something that Reuven should have known about, whereas mechira be'edim alone is not going to generate a kol? V'amar Rav, but isn't Rav the one who said ha'mocher sada be'edim kov minichas meshubadim, that if you sell a field with edim, then the kona can go, and if that field ever gets confiscated from him, and he can collect from the chasim meshubadim, from any property that you owned at the time of the sale. And we don't say that no, the people who bought that property, what were they supposed to know? How would they know that that there was any issue over here? No, we assume that you could collect from the chasim meshubadim even the things that he was meshabedach, that he sold afterwards, even that the seller had sold after the time of this sale, because when a lokeach was coming to buy the property after the time of this sale, they should have heard about the fact that there was a previous sale that at any point could have gone south and could have been taken away from the person, and therefore they should have known that they're assuming risk. So how could they have known? Because since the sale was done with Edim, apparently that's enough to generate a call. So you see that Rav holds that a mechira be'edim even without a shtar generates a kol. So that's a kasha on Rav over here, who says that only a mechira b'shtar is going to generate a kol, as opposed to a mechira be'edim without a shtar is never going to be nispar. Same, it's not going to be something that's made public. So answers the Gemara, even though Rav holds legabe lekuchos that a mechira b'shtar has a kol and with edim it does not have a kol, Hasam lekuchos. Over there, the reason that when you buy a field ba'achrayus, that you can be government chasam meshubadim, even though the mechira was only with edim and without a shtar, that's because lekuchos inu ifsidu anafshayu. They are the ones that are causing themselves to lose, because before they pay for karka, they should do their research and see if there are other karkaos that this seller had sold to other people that might ultimately get confiscated, and therefore it's going to come around to them. And if they didn't do that research, they lose out. But when you have three lukuchos that one bought from the other with edim, without a shtar, and each one only lived in the field for a year, and they wanted to develop a chazaka, there was no kol on the mechira. The Bala Sada has no obligation to investigate if there was a mechira. He's just looking at them not making a chazaka the way normal people make a chazaka. So it's not his responsibility to investigate whether there was a mechira over here. So that's the chilek. That is there a kol when there's only edim? It depends. There's enough of a kol that if people wanted to investigate, they would be able to find out about it. But not enough of a kol that you would find out about it automatically, even without an investigation. So in a case where someone could reasonably be expected to investigate, there is a kol. And in a case where the person cannot reasonably be expected to investigate, there's no kol. So ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really say that if you sell a field with Edim and you're makabel achrayus for it, that when the Balei Chovos come and collect that field from the lokeach, and they confiscate that field from the lokeach can go back and collect from the mocher, even from the chasm of Shubadim, from the chasm that the mocher had since sold to other people? Va'atanan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Hamalves Chaveru Bishtar Govamin Chasim Mishubadim, but Al Yidei Edim Govamin Chasim Necharin, that only someone who's Malvis Chavero, when you lend money with a shtar, then there's a call to that halva'a, and if something goes wrong, you could collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. But meaning if the guy can't pay you back, you can go to the Chasim Mishubadim, the properties that he sold since the time of the loan. But if it was only with Edim, you're not able to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim, only from the Chasim Necharin, only from the Chasim that the love is still has. has, but not from the chasim that he had sold after the time of the halva'a. So you see that a maisa that's done with Eidim without a shtar does not have a kol, and we don't say that the lukuchos are at fault for going and paying for karka without doing their proper research. So isn't this a kasha and Rav holds that if you're mocher esad be'edim, you could be gove even from nechasim shvadim, and the Rashbam points out even though someone who's malvus chaver be'edim does not have to pay him back with edim. So what's the whole case over here? If there was edim and there was no shtar, how do you know the guy didn't already pay back? What do you mean gove minichasim or not gove minichasim shvadim? Shouldn't be gove at all. The guy could just say I paid back. So the Rashbam says no, the case is he's moda, they didn't pay back. He's being honest. You know, there was halva with edim. Say nechnam, you don't have to pay back with edim, so you don't need edim to verify that you paid back. And if you claimed you paid back, you'd be believed. But this guy didn't claim he paid back. So the question is, can you collect from the nechasim mishubadim? And Rav said, no. If it was only al yidei edim, you can only collect from the nechasim that the lova still has. But this is a stira in Rav, right? When it comes to lokeach, if the purchase happened with only edim and without a shtar, we assume that's going to create enough of a kol that people are going to be able to collect from that the lokeach is going to be able to collect from the nechasim mishubadim. When it comes to a loan, we assume it doesn't create enough of a call for him to be able to collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. V'chitema, maybe you're going to tell me Rav Tana hu palig, that Rav is so strong, he's like a Tana, and he has the ability to argue on a Mishnah, meaning this last thing of Hamal Vez Chaveru, that's a Mishnah. Hamal Vez Chaveru B'shtar Gov Menechasim Adei Edim Gov Menechasim Nechorin, that's not a statement of Rav, that's a Mishnah. So maybe you'll tell me, okay, Enochinami, there's a Mishnah against Rav, but Rav is allowed to argue on a Mishnah because Rav has the koach of a Tana. Rav, what that means exactly, that Rav has the koach of a Tana. Rav was from the very early generations of Amoraim, and at a certain point the Amoraim decided that it's no longer worth their while to argue on the Tanaim. This is how the Kesef Mishnah explains that meaning their energies would be better spent trying to understand the Tanaim rather than to argue on the Tanaim, and it could be that there was a slow transition, that in the early generations of Amoraim, some of the Amoraim already came to that acceptance, and other Amoraim did not. And they said, no, why Mehechitesi, that we're not allowed to argue on someone that came before us, right? Meaning, we don't have any rule that you're not allowed to have a machlokas with someone who is greater than you. Ramosha has a tshuva like that. Someone criticized Ramosha. How could it be that in your tshuvas you sometimes argue on the Chasam Sofer, you sometimes argue on Rabbi Kiva Eiger? Who do you think you are that you're going to argue on the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger? So he says, I'm certainly not greater than the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, or anywhere near as great as the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eiger. But there's no rule that you're not allowed to argue on someone who's greater, as long as, the way Rav Shachter always phrases it, as long as you're entitled to an opinion. Meaning, as long as you're a posek who knows enough Torah to be entitled to an opinion, so then you have to, then you have an obligation to give your honest opinion based on your assessment of the Torah. So Rav didn't come to this understanding that he's not allowed to argue on a Mishnah. So maybe that's why the Mishnah tells us that that if your malvus chaveru be'edim, you can only collect from nechasim nechorin, not from nechasim shubadim. Whereas Rav says that a lokeach can collect even from nechasim shubadim, lokeach be'edim can collect even from nechasim shubadim. Says Mar, no, it's not true, because v'ravu shmol damri travayu milva alpeh eino gove lo mina yorshim v'lo mina lekuchos. That if a person is a milva alpeh, just means borrowing money without a shtar, which means borrowing money with edim, without a shtar. You cannot collect from yorshim, you cannot collect from lekuchos, you cannot collect from nechasim shubadim. So you see that it's not just a Mishnah that goes against Rav, it's Rav that goes against Rav. Rav says that someone is malva be'edim doesn't have a call and doesn't have a sense of publicity like it does by a shtar, and therefore you're not able to collect from nechasim mishubadim. And even though the Gemara is going to say, the Ramban points out and the Rashba points out, that the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Kufayin Hayam Beis that the reason you cannot collect from Yorshim and Lekuchos is because Shibuda is Lavda Oraisa. Taisa, the fact that the Nechasim of the Lova are Meshubah to the Malva is not a din min Torah. But if Rav holds that Malva Be'edim has a call, like a Milva Be'edim has a call, the same way Milva Bishtar has a call, so just like by Milva Bishtar, the Chacham were Mesakein, that you could be Govim Nechasim Meshubadim, even though Shibudu Lavda Oraisa, in order to make it Shalotinul Delis Bifnei Lovin, that people will be interested in lending money because there's gives them another avenue to collect from. If you make a takana that they can collect from Nechasim Meshubadim, so Milva Alpeh Be'edim, they should have made the same takana, Shalotinul Delis Bifnei Lovin, that people should be interested in lending money and they should have allowed them to collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. So this is a kasha that Rav had mentioned before, that if you're Mocher Asada Be'edim and you're Mekabel Achrayus, the Lokeach can collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. But apparently if you lend money with Edim, the Malveh is not able to collect from the Chasim Meshubadim. Why should there be a difference between a sale with Edim versus a loan with Edim? So answers the Gemara, there is a difference. Milva Asvini Karamis. You're asking a stira between a halva'a be'edim on the one hand versus a sale with Edim. Totally different. Milva ki kayaziv mitzina kayaziv. That when someone borrows money, he tries to do so as quietly as he can, because if people realize that you're borrowing a lot of money, they're going to realize that you need a lot of money, that you're not in as strong of a financial position, and that's going to weaken every negotiation that you have with any possible business deal that you can have going forward. So people generally do not like to publicize that they're taking on a lot of debt, because then everyone's going to realize that they're not in a great position. Zvini, but when it comes to a mechira, man dezav naru befarasizav, and someone who sells karka does so very publicly, kiechi delepik lakala, in order that there should be that people will know about the mechira, and a lot of people will come to buy the karka. Meaning, when you want to sell a piece of real estate, you don't secretly make some backroom deal with somebody. You put it out there that this real estate is for sale, because you never know, someone might come in and offer twice as much as somebody else, because they're very interested, because they own a property nearby, or whatever their motivation might be. So you want as many people to know. You want as many people to know as possible. So that's the difference. That Rav himself is mechalik between a milva alpe versus a milva be'edim, rather, versus a mechira be'edim. That when there's a mechira be'edim, we assume that there will be a call, and therefore you could collect from the chasim shubadim. When it's a milva be'edim, we assume that there's not going to be a call, and therefore you cannot collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. That resolves Rav's stira. So now the Gemara moves on and discusses the following. You want to develop a chazaka, can a father-son team combine for a chazaka? So Tan Rabbanan, Acholo Ha'av Shana, let's say the father used this karka for a year, and then the father died. Vaben Shtayim, so the son yarshin the karka, and he continued to be machzik in the karka for an additional 2 years. There's a discussion in the Rishon, does it have to be the oldest son that's machzik in the karka for 2 years, or could it be any of the sons that's assumed to be the memali makam of the father? Or ha'av shtayim, the father had it for 2 years, v'ben shana, and the son had it for 1 year. It doesn't make, and obviously year and a half. The bottom line is together they joined together for 3 years. Ha'av shana, v'ben shana, v'alokeach shana. Or a third case, father had it for 1 year, died, son inherited it, he had it for 1 year, and then he sold it after 1 year with a shtar, and then the lokeach had it for 1 year, and the marakam never came to be ma'arur on it. Harezo chazaka. That is a chazaka that the shtamshus of all three in the karka for 3 years is enough to combine together to develop a chazaka. And the ma'arur can't say, oh, I didn't make a macha, because I saw that none of you were willing to be machzik in the karka the proper way, and that's why you kept on passing it around, because none of you wanted to be machzik. I assume that's why the father dropped dead, right? Because he didn't want to be machzik in the karka, so he wanted to give it to his son. No, everyone knows that it's the derech that a son yarshins a father when he dies, and when there's a mechira with a shtar, there will be a kol, and everyone will know about the fact that there was a mechira that went on. So now the Gemara discusses whether a mechira of karka has a kol. L'meimra d'lokeach is lekala. You mean to tell me that when a yoresh sells that which he yarshin to a lokeach, there's a kol to the mechira, and therefore the chazaka of the lokeach will be mitzarif to the 3 years that the ben and the av had as well? Or a minhi, but I'll ask you a stira. Someone who's machzik in karka in front of, meaning now we're flipping the script. It's not that the father and the son are combining to make the chazaka. It's that someone's having a chazaka in property that had previously been owned by a father, and in middle of the years that this guy was developing the chazaka, that father who had previously owned it died, and whatever properties he owned now belong to his son. So someone's trying to develop a chazaka, and he lives in the property for a year while the father's still alive, and then he lives in the property for two additional years after the father is no longer alive, where the son would be the rightful owner of all of the father's properties. This is again assuming that the son, Tos points out, that the son is already an adult when the father dies, meaning he's already over bar mitzvah, because if he was a katan, then you can't have a chazaka, because ein machzik minichsei katan, even if you become a gadol at some later time, but you can't make a chazaka in the nechasim of a katan, right? That's what Tos points out over here. So we're talking about a ben who's a gadol, ben is over bar mitzvah, or b'fnei av shtayim, b'fnei ben shana. You started your first 2 years of chazaka while the previous owner was still alive, and then the third year was after the previous owner had died, and therefore his son became the rightful owner of the property. Or b'fnei av shana, b'fnei ben shana, b'fnei lokeach shana. That your first year of living in the property, the father was still alive. Your second year of living in the property, the son had yarshin the father. And your third year of living in the property, the son had already sold it to lokeach. Harezu chazaka. In all those cases, we're mitzdayif for 3 years. The guy who bought it from the son is not able to confiscate the land because he should have made a macha at some point. And 3 years went by, no macha was made. If you're going to assume that there's a kol to a purchase, say in the chamacha gadol mizu. What do you mean they didn't make a macha? The son sold it. Meaning, if he went and he sold this property, that's his way of saying it's still mine. So if it's something that that word gets out like a macha, where you're trying to get the word out, that should be it. That should be the macha. So Amar Papa Kitani b'machzos of stam. No. The Bryce is not talking about that he sold this property. What happened was, the father died, the son yarshined all of the father's properties. The son didn't want to be in the real estate business, or he had a lot of debt that he needed cash quickly. So he said, whatever I yarshined from my father, I'm selling to you. So he sold all of the properties of Yashim without identifying this as a particular property, and therefore it's not going to have a kol on this property, and that's why it's not considered a macha'a, and the mechira is in fact a valid mechira. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. So again, the entire paragraph has been about cheskas gimel shanim, that a guy's been living in my property for 3 years, it's my responsibility, if I believe that that property is still mine, my responsibility to make a macha'a, because why else would I let the person stay there for 3 years unless he's the rightful owner of it? So he doesn't have to hold on to the shtar for any more than 3 years. But our Mishnah discusses cases where it makes a lot of sense that even though it's my property, I'm going to allow the guy to be there for 3 years, and therefore I would never even think to make a macha'a because he belongs in that property. So, for example, ha'umanin, you have someone who's an uman. The way the Rashbam understands this case is actually that we're not talking about a property, but we're talking about an uman who's like a tailor or something. He's mekabel begadim to be mesakin the begadim. So tailor, a dry cleaner, you know, someone who's dyeing clothing or something like that. So it's an immediate chazaka. He says you go to the dry cleaner and you say, can I have my suit back? And the cleaner says, what do you mean your suit? I'm muchzuk in it. And for metaltalin, chazaka is immediate. So it's it's in my possession. So you don't. It's not your suit. It's my suit. So no, he cannot claim that because he has it in his possession that he's the owner of it. Meaning this is his profession, that people give him things to have in their possession. That's how the Rashbam understands that we're not talking about something that we're not talking about karka over here. There are Rishonim that disagree. Tosos on Mem Zayinim and Beis in Dibur Maskel Ma'amidin and the Rambam in the 13th parak of Tobin and Nitan and other Rishonim in the Ritva say that the din of Umnin is talking about Umnin that are machzik bekarka, meaning it's a builder that's building on the karka, and throughout the time that he's building, he's machzik on the karka, right? So you're doing a major construction on your house. So the contractor moves in, and he told you it's going to take 18 months, so you know it's going to take 5 years. So he's there for over 3 years, and you say, okay, after the house is finished, thank you very much. Now please leave. And he says, leave. I have a chazaka. So that's not that doesn't count as a chazaka. You hired the guy to be the builder in your house. Vashutafin. Or if you have two people that buy a karka bishutfus with each other, and one of them was machzik in the other person's chelek, and he ate up the peros of the field for 3 years, and he tainted that I bought out my partner. Ha'arisin, or someone who's working in the karka as a sharecropper, that he gets a half, a third, a quarter of the peros, and he's in this karka for 3 years, and he eats all of the peros for those 3 years, and he tainas that he bought out his employer. Va'apotropin, or the way the Rashbam understands, an apotropos of, or the Rabbeinu Gershom rather understands, an apotropos of Yisomim, that they're supposed to be the caretakers of the karka for Yisomim, and they taina that they had purchased this karka for the Yisomim. The Rambam doesn't understand that it's about Yisomim. The Rambam writes that it's an apotropos that's it doesn't have to be Yisomim. It could be that the Bailim just hired him to be to deal with his nechassim. That you just sometimes hire people that to run your property. So that's what this guy is. Other Rishonim, Tosrid and the Ritva say that it's not dafka, not an apotropos of Yisomim, because even another person who's not an apotropos can't be machzik b'nechse Yisomim, because ain't machzik b'nechse katan. So if it were Yisomim, no one would be able to have a chazaka in nechse Yisomim. Wouldn't be a chiddush about an apotropos. So it must be about non-Yisomim. It must be about an adult. But anyway, an apotropos who's supposed to be the caretaker of the property and the one who's responsible for the property. In all these cases, ein lahem chazaka. The fact that they're machzik in it and that they're living there for 3 years is not considered a cheskas gimel shanim, because it's meant to be with them. It's common. It would be normal for them to hang on to it for that amount of time. The umnim, again, if we're assuming like the pshat that it's not, we're not talking about karka when it comes to the umman, that we're talking about kalim that they have. Obviously, a dry cleaner is going to have kalim. And if you're the Yad Ramah points out, if we're talking about a builder that's on the land, we're talking about the kind of builder that it's normal for him to move in, that they move into the property. They do that in Israel a lot, where well, I don't know if they have Arab builders back now, but usually they would just live in the building. They'd sleep over at night in that in the building that they were building. So if you have such a case, so then you're not going to have a chazaka where they moved in. The shutafim, sometimes the way that shutafim decide to divide it is that one guy will have it for a number of years and the other guy will have it for a number of years. The arisim, the ma'arer can tell you that he brought this guy to the karka for arisus, and the way he's paying him is that he gets all of the payros for X number of years, and then I'll get all the payros for X number of years. Or that Zakfam Alav B'Milveh, he got the payros and he's going to owe me the money for that. Apotropin, obviously, are their Bereshus Bezin, their court-appointed apotropos who's meant to take care of it. So since all of these people, it makes sense that they would be in the property, so it's not the fact that they were there is not a raya that it's in, that it is theirs. There is a machlokas Rishonim where the Ma'arir has to prove that they went into the property originally as Umnim, Narisim, or Shutfim, or whatever, and Kolzman that he doesn't prove that, the chazaka would be a good chazaka, or it's not up to him to bring a raya. It's as long as you know that this guy guy in general works as an uman, an aris, or whatever, then ma'ar will be neman, that this was his relationship with the person as well. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Then the Mishnah says, lo l'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishto. A husband does not have a chazaka in the nichsei melug that his wife brought into the marriage, and he enjoyed the payros of those nechasim for 3 years. He can't say, oh, I bought this property from my wife, and look, I even have a chazaka. No, it's always the derech of the husband to be ochel from the nichsei melug that his wife brings into the marriage, even though it doesn't actually belong to him. V'lo l'isha chazaka b'nichsei baila. A woman who's benefiting from her husband's nechasim is not able to say afterwards, oh, I purchased this from my husband. No, the husband's probably just supporting her, giving her payros from this field for, as payment of the mezonos that he signed on in the ksuba that he owes her. So you're not going to have a chazaka in such a case. A father can't be machzik in his son's property, nor a son in his father's property, and with the claim that, oh, I've been here for 3 years, it's mine, because it's normal for the son to be involved in the father's properties and for the father to be involved in the son's properties as a type of apotropos, one for that they take responsibility one for the other. So that's not a valid chazaka. The Rashba points out in Tshuva, lav dafka father and son, mother and son also, meaning within the family, it's understood. It's just dibur behova that normally it would be the father that would be the one that's taking care of the son's property rather than the mother that's taking care of the son's property. So all of these chazakas that we said that are not a chazaka is all about cheskas gimel shanim. That's when you're machzik in karka and you claim that it's your karka and someone wants to say that it's his karka. Aval benosin matana. But if a person gives karka as a matana to someone else and he says, go make a kinyan chazaka, it's a strange thing what the Mishnah is doing now. It's contrasting cheskas gimel shanim with kinyan chazaka, which has absolutely nothing to do with cheskas gimel shanim. It's just the same word, but it doesn't mean something else entirely. So it says, oh, if you're nosin matana, you tell someone, go make a kinyan chazaka, v'achin shechalku, or brothers who divide a Yerusha, and they each want to make a kinyan on their chelik of the Yerusha, so that it will become solidly theirs, and no one will be able to back out later, v'amachzik bin lichsei ager, or someone wants to make a kinyan on the properties that belong to a ger who had passed away, and now all of his, because he doesn't have yorshim, all of his properties are hefker, so all you need to do is null, because they're part it's called shu harezu chazaka. In order to have a kinyan chazaka, you just need to lock the property or build a fence on the property or breach a fence on the property, just a kol shu, and that's going to be a chazaka. The Gemara is going to say later on, in about 10 days from now, that kol shu doesn't really mean kol shu. If it's just a kol shu, then it's not enough. It means that it has to be a davra nikr. It has to be that you make an improvement that's a recognizable contribution to the property. But that is a valid kinyan chazaka. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Avuah de Shmuel and Levi, Tanu Shutaf Ein Lo Chazaka. They both taught, in presumably the way the Rashbam understands, within our Mishnah, that they taught as part of the text of our Mishnah that a Shutaf doesn't have a Chazaka, which was part of the text of our Mishnah, right? That Shutfim don't have a Chazaka. V'kol Shken Uman. And they didn't have the word Uman in our Mishnah, because if a Shutaf doesn't have a Chazaka, it's obvious that an Uman also doesn't have a chazaka, because of a shutaf who actually owns part of the field. So there's a tzad to say that he purchased, there's reason to believe that he would have purchased the other half of the field because he was already owned half of it. So it's a reasonable thing to want to do is to purchase the other half of the field. An uman who never owned it, all the more so, should not be able to have a chazaka. So Shmuel Tani, Uman ein lo chazaka, aval shutaf yesh lo chazaka. Shmuel, however, said that he taught in our Mishnah that an Uman doesn't have a chazaka, but he did not have shutaf on the list of things in our Mishnah that don't have a chazaka, because taka shutaf could have a chazaka. Meaning, since it's much more likely that he would have bought out the partner, so if he's been there for 3 years on the entire field, we assume that he has a chazaka and that he, in fact, did buy out the partner. Vaz Shmuel Tamei, and this is Shmuel Lishitaso, when he says the Shutaf has a chazaka, Damar Shmuel. Hashutafin machzikin ze al ze. That if a person is machzik karka and the other guy is chelik in the karka for 3 years, so that is a valid chazaka. Umi idin ze al ze. And if someone comes to me, someone else, a third party comes to be ma'arer on one of their portions in the karka, the other guy could be mitzarif with an eid echad to be maimid the karka with the shutaf, meaning Reuven and Shimon Shutfim. Levi shows up one day and says, Reuven has my portion of the field. It's not Reuven's portion. So Shimon can join together with another aide to say, no, Reuven is rightfully in field that he owns. V'nasim shomri sachar zel hazeh. If something that they own jointly gets stolen at the time that one of them was watching it, he's considered like a shomer sachar, and he's chayv to pay for gnev aveda. So he has to pay for that which was stolen from him while he was the one that was watching it, while he was the one that was that had it. So Ramile Rabbi Abba Rav Yehuda b'ma'arata d'bei Rav Zakai or b'ma'atzarta d'bei Rav Zakai. The Bach changes it to either was in a cave or was in an olive press. Rabbi Yaakov Emden always points out whenever it says some seemingly irrelevant piece of information about where they are, he always says, just to show you, they talked in learning wherever they were. That wherever they were, I saw my friend Rabbi Shai Schechter and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg yesterday. We went to talk to Rav Asher Weiss, and I said, oh, my son showed me on one of these WhatsApp things that picture of Rabbi Schechter and Rabbi Goldberg talking, and it said in the caption, Rabbi Shai Shachs and Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg talking and learning. I said, how did they know what you were talking about? They were talking and learning. So they assumed that two rabbis are talking. They're talking. I'm not going to tell you whether they were or weren't, but two rabbis are talking. They assume that they're talking and learning. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, that if it says that they were in Ma'arata, Ma'atzarta, wherever they are, they're talking and learning. When that's what we're trying to highlight. So Rami Rabbi Abba Rav Yehuda b'Ma'arata d'Beir Rav Zakai, he asked the following stira. Umiyam Shmuel Shutaf Yesh L'Chazak. Does Shmuel really hold that a shutaf has a chazaka? Vamar Shmuel shutaf kiyori b'rishus dami. Doesn't Shmuel say that a shutaf who's machzik in the field and works in the field is as if the other guy gave him rishus and told him to work in the field in his place as an aris? So lav l'meimer the shutaf in the chazaka. And it doesn't that mean to say that when the shutaf goes and is machzik in the entire field, he has a din like an aris in that he doesn't have a chazaka? So it's a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said shutaf is yesh lo chazaka. So says Gemara, lo kasha. We have a couple of ways of answering this. Lo kasha. Hadanachas l'kula, hadanachas l'palga. That one case is talking about where the shutaf went and was machzik in the entirety of the field, and he taines that he purchased the other guy's portion. And the other case is talking about where he was machzik in the better portion of the field, and he taines that his portion is the better portion of the we know he's a shutaf and that he owns some portion, but he's tightening, he owns the choicer portion of the field, the better portion of the field. So Armila Lahaigisa, Varmila Lahaigisa. Which direction that goes is a matter of debate, right? Some say that Rav Yehuda is answering as follows, that when Shmuel says Shutav is Yesh Lo Chazaka, that's when he's machzik in the entire field, because since the normal practice among Shutvim is either to divide the peros of each year between them, or each of them takes half of the karka for this year, and the next year they switch halves, and over here the guy himself, one guy alone took the payros of all 3 years, so that's a valid chazaka. But when Shmuel says shutav zein lo chazaka, it's talking where he only took the better portion of the field, and he tainas that that's his portion, but it could very well be that no, you take the better portion for 3 years, and then the other guy will take the better portion for 3 years, and that was the way that they chose to divide it. But amri lo lahaigi, so others say the teretz in the other direction. That when he takes the whole field, then it's not a valid chazaka, because it's the derech of shutvim that one eats the peros of the whole field for 3 years, and then the other one eats the peros of the whole field for 3 years. But when you take only half of it, so it's mistaver when they divide it half and half, each one is taking the half that they own. So if you ate from the better half for 3 years, we assume that's your half. So you could learn this teretz in one direction or the other. It was somewhat vague. It just said ha denachzukula ha denachzbalga. We don't know which one is a chazaka, which one's not a chazaka. But that's all answer number one. Answer number two, Ravina Amar, hava ha denachzukula. Both members of Shmuel are talking about where the shutuf was machzik in the entire field, and he claimed that he was kona the other guy's chelik. He bought out his partner velo kasha, and it's not a stira whether within Shmuel whether it is or is not a chazaka. Ha de ispa din chaluka. When Shmuel says that a shutuf is yeshlo chazaka, we're talking about a field that's big enough that they could divide it, and each one would have a reasonable size piece of property with which to work. So then it's normal that each one would be able to just hold half of the field. And they didn't do that. One guy took the whole field. So that's a raya that it's his, because they shouldn't have had one guy take the whole field. They should have just... And hada lespa din chaluka. And when Shmuel says that a shutuf does not have a chazaka, is because it's talking about a case where there's no other way to divide it. It has to be taking turns, where I take the whole field and then you take the whole field, because it's lespa din chaluka. It's not the kind of field that could reasonably be divided. Gufa, going back to what Shmuel said, Amar Shmuel, Shutaf Kiyori Bereshustami, that a Shutaf goes to work in the field of that's jointly owned, he's like Yori Bereshus. So my Kamash Shmuel, what din is Shmuel teaching me? Shutafus Ein Lo Chazaka, that a Shutaf who goes to work in the field and he's Machzik in the Karka for 3 years, that is not a Chazaka. Well, if that's what you're trying to tell me, just say it. Lema Shutaf Ein Lo Chazaka. Say those words that a Shutaf is Ein Lo Chazaka. So I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Barvua, Lomar, Shenotel B'Shvach HaMagil K'sefayim, that Shmuel is coming to be Mechadish, that a Shutaf who takes the whole field and works in the field like an Aris, is it takes peros from the field, even from the Shevach of the peros that are fully ripened, where it has standing grain and fully ripened grapes and things like that, B'Sad Sheina Suyolita, and even in a field that's not normal to plant trees, it's only meant for wheat and things like that, K'sada Suyolita, as the same way he would in a field that's a Suyolita. So if Shmuel would have just said Shutaf Ein Lo Chazaka, I would have thought that he goes into someone else's field as Yad Al Tachtona, because he was Yared Shalom Bereshus. So that's why Shmuel says no, he's Kiyori Bereshus, and therefore it's Yado Al HaElyona. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the two dots on the bottom of the page.